Mary had a little man.
The fall.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
The Democratic Party has abandoned the working class men and women, the millions of people who are out of jobs, who are seeing their wages pulled down, who are competing to provide for their families with people coming illegally. That's not who the Democratic Party represents anymore. They don't represent unions anymore. They don't represent construction workers or truck drivers or working men and women anymore. The Democratic Party today is the party of wealthy elites on both coasts.
Ted Cruz is a populist now. Do you love this? All of a sudden, the party that gave $2 trillion away to the richest Americans is all of a sudden the party of the working class and unions. The people who came up with right-to-work states, which means no right to join a union states, are now the party of unionization. Isn't that something? Isn't that special? I cannot believe this total 180 on the part of the Republican Party. It is just so unbelievable. They created an environment in which the 400 richest people pay less in taxes than the entire middle class. It is unbelievable. So if they're really the party of the working class, tell me. Why aren't they out there organizing people to join unions? How come he's not, saying, hey, in Bessemer, Alabama, they got this Amazon plant and they're trying to unionize? What, you know, this is such a lie. In my whole life, I never really thought that I would see that lie. Yes, they lie about, all kinds of trickle down. They tell you that their policies will work for you, and then they do their policies and they don't work for you. But now all of a sudden they're telling you the Democrats are not the party of the middle class. All right, here's a little factoid for you. The Democrats have not had Congress since 2010. That's 11 years, 11 long years. We have not had Congress. We just got Congress back, and we have it by the slimmest, razor-thinnest majority that you... I mean, literally, we need the Vice President of the United States to break a tie in the Senate. So if Ted Cruz is so interested in passing legislation that would benefit the middle class, like, oh, I don't know, the stimulus package, then he's a yes, right? He's going to vote yes on the stimulus, the $1.9 trillion, to help people who have been ruined through no fault of their own by a president that lied about COVID being a hoax and told you don't wear a mask and made it political to wear one? So Ted Cruz is now for the stimulus. Oh, please. This is such... Look, the Senate can take up anything and everything for the middle class that it wants as long as we got rid of the filibuster. And we only needed the Democrats to vote for it. I will tell you that Elizabeth Warren today just introduced her wealth tax. She's been talking about a wealth tax since I was a little girl. I mean... This has been her idea since day one. And what is it? If you make over $50 million, or if you're worth, that would be the right way to put it, if you're worth more than $50 million, then any dollar you make over 50, there's a 2-cent tax on it. That's the wealth tax for the ultra uber millionaires, people worth over $50 million. Every dollar over $50 million, there's a 2-cent tax. You have any idea how much that could pay for? That could pay for K through 12. That could pay for universal child care in this country. Ted Cruz, the Democrats have abandoned the middle class. Oh, yeah, okay, all right. Here she is introducing the wealth tax.
It is time for a wealth tax in America. I want to remind everybody what the wealth tax is. It is a tax on the fortunes above $50 million. In other words, your first $50 million is free and clear, but your 50 millionth and first dollar, you got to pay 2 cents. Mm-hmm. And 2 cents on every dollar after that until you hit a billion. When you hit a billion, you got to pay a few cents more.
Oh, my God. Yeah. All right. So let me just tell you that right now, this is the situation we find ourselves in. The top 0.1% in this country, they pay about 3.2%. The bottom pays 7.2%. That's what I mean when I tell you that the rich are tax avoiders, that the rich don't pay their fair share in taxes. And I don't think there's anything unfair about saying that if you benefited from being in America, doing business in America, inheriting money in America, living in America, and you are worth over $50 million, then 2 cents on every dollar above that is not a bad thing to ask for. But Ted Cruz, the Democrats abandoned. We haven't had Congress since 2010. The last time we had Congress, we passed the Affordable Health Care Act, right? We passed subsidies for people to be able to afford to buy private health insurance. We didn't put a public option in because the Republicans said that if we did put a public option in, they wouldn't vote for it. So we needed to pass a bill without a public option. So that's what we did. And guess what? Not one of them voted for it. I'm shocked. And then as soon as they got the majority, guess what? They tried to repeal it through reconciliation. And they never, ever came up with their own plan ever. They have no plan for infrastructure. They have no plan for healthcare. They have no plan to raise revenue in this country. They have no plan to get money out the door for people that are suffering through no fault of their own from job losses due to COVID, because the last president was derelict in his duty and refused to tell people the severity of this disease. He said it was a hoax. He lied. He made mask wearing a political thing. He left all 50 states on their own to compete against each other in some weird Hunger Games format, okay? And now, depending on who your governor is, you know, you're still competing in a Hunger Games scenario. I'm competing for a vaccine, but I'm doing it in Florida. And you know what? In Florida, we have less stress over getting the vaccine. You know why? Because we understand Ron death sentence, our governor, our Republican, Trump in the making, our junior, Trumper. We understand that he's giving the vaccine to his, friends and his political cronies. So we're not bothered by false hope, thinking that, you know, we're under 65 and we'll get our vaccine. I'm listening to, talk show hosts across this country in different states say, oh, I just got my second dose of COVID and I had a fever and I couldn't work, because I haven't gotten my first. I don't even have an appointment. Holy crap. And it would be so bad if I got COVID now. It would be like, remember when John Kerry said, how do you ask the last man to die for a war that had no point, or whatever he said about Vietnam? Who wants to be the last person to get COVID when there's a vaccine? Apparently I do. But anyway, I digress. Elizabeth Warren is proposing a wealth tax, a 2 cent tax to people whose net worth is over $50 million. Do you think Ted Cruz and the Republicans are gonna be for that? Do you think that they will vote for a tax increase on the wealthy? I will tell you that Republicans, a majority of Republicans, are for it. Isn't that something? Mm-hmm. Which is why he's sitting on Lala Ingram's ridiculous lying sack of crap show, saying that they're the party of the working man. Are you freaking out of your mind? They vote for the wealth tax. Because the working man sure could use some child care. The working man sure could use some sort of a, health care plan. The ultra-millionaire tax, yes, almost everyone in this country is for it. It would raise $78 billion, is what it would raise. In the first year that it was implemented, $78 billion in 1 year.